I was wandering around the ballroom floor thinking about all this when I spotted another mouse. It was crouching on the floor, holding a piece of bread in its front paws and nibbling away at it with great gusto. It had to be Bruno. "Hello, Bruno," I said. He glanced up at me for about 2 seconds, then went right on guzzling. "What have you found?" I asked him. "One of them dropped it," he answered. "It's a fish paste sandwich. Pretty good." He too spoke with a perfectly normal voice. One would have expected that a mouse, if it was going to talk at all, would do so with the smallest and squeakiest voice you could imagine. It was terrifically funny to hear the voice of the rather loud-mouthed Bruno coming out of that tiny mouse's throat. "Listen, Bruno," I said, "now that we are both mice, I think we ought to start thinking a bit about the future." He stopped eating and stared at me with small black eyes. "What do you mean, we?" he said. "The fact that you're a mouse has nothing to do with me." "But you're a mouse too, Bruno." "Don't be a fool," he said. "I'm not a mouse." "I'm afraid you are, Bruno,"